Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Families Wyatt Knoxreiner, third place to Tyler Kisimore of Belmont Platteville. Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point, fourth. Fifth to Ryders and Savage of Fenimore. Sixth to Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. I certainly hope he's able to wrestle next weekend, a two-time state qualifier for the Blackhawks. Seventh place to Joe Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Shooter. We'll be back with more in a moment from Prairie du Chien. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Here are the placement matches at 165 pounds for the championship. Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, a defending conference champ, goes against Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, also a defending conference champ, two different weight classes last year. Third place match is between Brady McCartney of Lancaster and Landon Bush of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Fifth place, Hunter Alls of River Valley and Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. And going for seventh, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, and his opponent is Dane Schwartz of Richland Center. I said Jack Simmons, it's Carter Simmons in this weight class at 165.
We got our championship match here in blood time. That's Darryl Jackson Bussey and Tristan Self. So they're on a little blood time delay there. We have a final bill at third place, 165.
Okay.
That sees Bush with a pin and 143 over McCartney.
Thank you. Bush from Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern.
All right, looks like we're all set here. Second period, starting 0-0, 2 minutes on the clock. Kristen Stelt is in the bottom position. Jackson Bussey's in the top position. We'll have to restart because it's potentially dangerous there. Stelt is trying to come out. He's going to get the escape. 1-0 lead now for Tristan Stelt. Tristan Stelt is a senior, 29-3. Jackson Bussey is a junior, 37-2, and Tristan is on a deep, low ankle for a takedown. Now up 4-0. 1:20 to go in the second period. We got Mineral Point, Emmett Collins facing Hunter Alt at River Valley on Matt Frey. Sees Collins with a 10-3 lead. Dane Schwartz of Richmond Center, he is down 9-2 to Carter Simmons of Prairie Seen for a 7-foot. So Delt and Bussey get back to center and set. Bussey's in the down position. Delt on the offense. With a 4-0 lead. Controlling the tight waist, near wrist. Jackson trying to do anything here. He tries to step through. He's trying to sit through. Nice tripodding up. Looking towards the edge of the mat. Here we go. Down to 15 seconds in this second period. A roll through for Self. No near fall. Nearly got near fall. No near fall given. Now they're going to go off the edge of the mat. It's 2-on-1 tight waist roll there. Turn there for Self. But not awarded any near fall. Three seconds to go here to finish the second period. The whistle for that period. Now it's Bussey's choice. He's going to go down. Stealth is going to give him the escape. Makes it 4-1 now for Stealth. One takedown in this match here for Self. System in the lead, 4-1. Inside control for Bussey. Minute and a half to go in the match. Emmett Collins of Mineral Point has defeated River Valley's Hunter Alt for fifth place. 13-3 final there. 1 minute to go, still 4-1 lead for Tristan Self. Plus he's not able to get inside for a takedown attempt. However, he does get a warning call against Self as he's backing away. Warning against Green. Jackson's got an overhook. And do a little duck under, but Tristan comes in and he cuts the corner, gets in deep on a behind the knee for a single leg. Deep in it, Jackson trying to just block that, not allowing him to come around the waist. He's deep through the crotch here, trying to counter it, trying to get a lift, and comes over on the top near the edge of the mat. Well, on the edge of the mat, I should say. He's the one nearing a takedown, but break those hands of Self. Self's got a tough grip there with only seconds to go in the match. Not enough time there at the edge of the match. Good match. 4-1 win there for Tristan Self of Fenimore.
And he wins his second conference championship and denies Jackson Bussey from doing the same. Good match. 4-1 final for Tristan Still. Place winners at 165, the champion, Fenimore's Tristan Still. Runner-up, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. Third place to Landon Bush of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Fourth to Brady McCartney of Lancaster. Emmett Collins of Mineral Point takes fifth. Hunter Ault of River Valley is sixth. Carter Simmons of Prairie du Chien seventh. And Dane Schwartz of Richland Center eighth. Simmons winning that match by technical fall over Schwartz of Richland Center. There is no seventh place match at 175 pounds. Austin Weber of Cedar City Benches Southwestern will take that spot. Wrestling for fifth. At 175, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Excuse me, that is the third place match. For fifth, we have Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland. And Jack, am I going to get this right? McEachern? I think I got it.
McEachern, yep.
That one, for some reason, is hard for me to come up with. Jack McEachern of Prairie du Chien against McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland. That is for fifth place. The championship match, Cade Rule of Mineral Point, looking for a repeat championship. His opponent is Maddox Doble of Darlington Blackhawk.
Couple good wrestlers here, both seniors in our championship match, 175 pounds. Cade Rule is still mentioned from Mineral Point, 39-3. Maddox Doble, Darlington Blackhawk, is 34-6. A lot of victories out there in center circle. 35 seconds to go in this first period. It is a 6-1 lead there for Cade Rule as he's gotten two takedowns. One escape for Goble. And Cade is on the top here. He's looking like he's going to ride out Goble here to end this first period at 15 seconds to go. Warning there on Goble now called by the official Adam Guthrie. Closing seconds, it's going to be a 6-1 lead at the end of one. Cade Rule at Mineral Point. Choice is going to be Goble. He's going to go neutral. Nice. Kemp got a deep single, a little too far out maybe, as Rule is able to sprawl back. He's got a headlock over the top, but he lets Goble go. There's a low single for Rule as he pulls that leg right in tight. Gets Goble on his hip, gets the takedown. A nice takedown for Cade Rule here. That's his third one up, 9-1 now. The tight waist ride there with a tilt. Rolling the wrist under. Going to get that arm bar across the back. Goble says, not right now. Jackson McGuire, Iowa Grand Highland, is leading 7-0 in our fifth place match. Nathan Blaschke, Fenimore, is leading 3-2. Now we got a warning call against Rule for stalling, riding parallel. The coach, Curtis Seeler, doesn't agree, but Adam doesn't care. Curtis has been around wrestling. He officiated for a few years. One escape there for Goble is 9-2, and right in on another deep single leg is Cade Rule. Trying to keep his toes inbound and get control, and he does. Goes up 12-2. Nice little takedown clinic here for Cade Rule. Mineral Point pointers. One point escape he gives to Goble. Well, Cade is, knows his best position is on his feet so far with four takedowns, 12 points. Nice. Nice tap of the elbow down low on a single and comes around. Gets so quick around the corner and deep that Goble's reaction puts him right in the bad spot, giving up a takedown. That's his fifth takedown of the match with 15 seconds to go here in the second period. Up by 12, 15-3. Been practicing my math all week.
Nice.
Final seconds here, ticking on the clock. It will be 15-3 at the end of two. Bryce is going to be ruled. He's going to go neutral, of course. This is our 175-pound championship match. In case you just joined us, we started at 150.
Yes.
150, folks, so we got a long ways to go yet. We're not almost done. There's another takedown there for Rule.
He's almost done.
And he is done.
Wow.
Nice takedown match there. Six takes for Cade Rule with a 15-point victory, 18-3 for Mineral Point.
Over Maddox Goble, a former champ and two-time runner-up from the Arlington Blackhawks. Cade Rule is a three-time conference champion. He has a chance to be joined in that club by Blake Carey of Prairie du Chien, by Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, and by Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. But Carey and Peterson match up head-to-head.
Jackson McGuire, Iowa Grand Highland, is a big winner, 16-0, as he defeats Jack McEachran from Prairie du Chien.
So all that's left is the third-place match. Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore and Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and give you the final on that one because we don't want to miss the start of Blake Brickle's championship match at 190 pounds against Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. That and more straight ahead. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
WRCO. Third place winners at 175 pounds. Cade Rule of Mineral Point wins his third conference championship. Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk is second. Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore third. Nolan Hankey of Lancaster fourth. Iowa Grand Highlands' Jackson McGuire fifth. Jack McEachern of Prairie du Chien, 6th. So we move to 190 pounds. We'll set the pairings for you in a minute, but let's turn it over to Dave as Blake Brickle of River Valley wrestles Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland for the championship.
Yeah, we are about 45 seconds into the match, and Hinderman scores the first takedown just as I say that at the far edge. That's on the edge of the mat here, 1 minute to go in this first period. 3-0 lead for Hinderman, Iowa Grand Highland. As Brickle comes to his feet, tries to turn and face. Still has one toe on the line, but they're going to call him out of bounds. With control still in favor of Hinderman, so Brickle will be down on the mat, facing away from the table. second silver at 190 pounds. The switch there comes to his feet. It's the one escape. Work for a takedown here, boys. Enderman has got the good underhook there, pushing the head down, snaps it to the mat. Box over the top, tries to chuck it by. Circle stops it. Gets a little precarious spot there, but he's able to recover. Thought he was going to get a takedown, but Enderman is able to come up with the takedown himself. He's now 6-1 with 5 seconds to go in the period. Mason Zelenik is on mat three for fifth place. That score is 0-0. We're going to start our second period here with Enderman in the bottom position. Lake's going to ride the left side in the referee's position. I don't know why they call it referee's position. Have you ever seen a referee in that position?
Not very often.
No. Drickle's got him flattened out. Got the hip turned. Staying in between those legs with his right leg. Now Enderman trying to come up. He himself has got a hold of Drickle's left leg. All tied up here. Not on the scoreboard, but in the mat. 6-1 lead yet for Enderman. Gavin Enderman. Brock Enderman is not wrestling today, as Phil mentioned earlier. Enderman, that's the ankle of Drickle. He's trying to get himself a reversal. Blake's doing a pretty good job staying on top. He's just letting his left hip get down on the mat. He's got to keep those hips up off the mat. Now Enderman is able to sit out, turns into it. Now he's got himself right in a good fireman's position and sneaks out between the legs. Still in control is Drickle. Not by much here, but he's still in control. There he gives up the escape. Goes up now 7-1 for Enderman. It's 19 seconds still in the second period. Six-point lead for Enderman of Iowa Grand Highland. That'll be the end of the second period, and we'll take a quick look at Mason Zelenik. He's got a 2-0 lead.
That's the fifth-place match. Two periods are in the books. Also two periods in the books in the third-place bout, where Nolan Wolf of Lancaster is leading Drew Krubel of Fenimore. That's a 9-1 score.
He's set here for the third period with Enderman on top, Drickle on the bottom. And jumps from the left to the right side, covering the hip. He does let Drickle go. 5-point lead now for Enderman. Enderman down in a single, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat. So Russell's head back to center, and right off the whistle, Enderman drops down in for a low ankle pick, gets it up in the air, and he's trying to come around, but Blake is through the legs, got his hands locked, trying to just stop that, hoping for a stalemate, but he can't hang on as Enderman breaks the hold and covers the hip, goes up 10-2. That's a good escape for Blake. Down by 7 now. Had a pin there, it looks like, for Mason.
Nice job. Mason Zelenik for Richland Center wins fifth place with a pin. What do you got, 347 or is that four? must be 347. 347, Jelinek with a pin and a fifth place medal. Back to Blake Brickle and Gavin Hinderman. Still a seven-point lead with 45 seconds to go. Blake is in on a single leg. Going to try to get this finished here, get the three. Trying to come around, but Hinderman's hanging on to his right leg. He's got the leg hooked. Now that could be a takedown. There he calls the three for a takedown within four. Down to 20 seconds. Now he's got to hope for a turn. Not enough time to score a takedown. He's got to get a turn here. Got to get aggressive here. Down to 10 seconds. Down by four. And we're going to have a final of 10-6 in favor of Gavin Hinderman of Palo Grande Highlands. And a nice job by Blake Brickle. Let's recap the River Valley day. So far, a runner-up performance by Wyatt Nockreiner. Another one for Blake Brickle. And a couple of teammates were in matches for fifth place, and those two came up short. Ty Larson at 150 pounds and Hunter Ault at 165, both placed sixth. So not a good finals round for River Valley, but they have four place winners. And there's still a match going on match seven. I think they want to wait on these, don't they?
Yeah, they should, yeah.
Yep. There was a bit of a delay on mat four. I think they thought that match was done, but there's still 45 seconds to go in it, and that is the match for seventh place between Carter Fritchie of Prairie du Chien and Cam Moore of Belmont Platteville. Let's take a look at the team scores as we have them right now. Mineral Point, 186. Fenimore, 177.5. Iowa Grant Highland, third place, 155.5. Prairie du Chien, fourth, 143.5. Then Belmont Platteville in fifth place. Darlington Blackhawks, 6. Dodgeville, 7. Riverdale, 8. Of course, Riverdale's got three guys in the finals that we've not seen yet. We're waiting to...
I've seen them earlier.
You know, I think you're right. And it's hard to miss Grant Matthews.
Yeah.
And if I did miss him, I wouldn't tell him that I did. Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, River Valley, Lancaster, Richland Center, and Boscobel, Waseca, Steuben round out the scoring as of this hour. Well, they did start those matches.
Yeah, they didn't wait, and now we're in overtime of mat 7. Tied it up 4-4. Meanwhile, mat 3 is empty.
And that is because at 215 pounds is there...
I think there is one in every...
No, there is a match.
Yep.
All right, well, the champion at 190 is Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Runner-up, Blake Brickle, River Valley. Third place to Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. Fourth to Fenimore's Drew Krubel. Mason Jelinek of Richland Center is fifth. Clayton Yana of Mineral Point, sixth. And seventh right now is an overtime between Clark Fritchie of Prairie du Chien and Cam Moore of Belmont Platteville. Here are the matches at 215 pounds. For seventh place, Tanner Dagenhart of Iowa Grand Highland takes on John Qualley of Dodgeville. Qualley was pinned in his opening match in just 29 seconds. By Boscobel Waseca Steuben's Mason Johnson. But Qualley has come back now and has looked good as he looks to place here in the tournament. Fifth place right now, it's Ethan Bindle of Richland Center taking on Jackson Seifel of Lancaster. Third place, Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville wrestles Jaden Kopp of Fenimore. And for the championship, Blake Cherry of Prairie du Chien, a two-time conference champ against Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawks. These guys have gone against each other a lot over the years. They're both seniors now, and they're on the championship mat here at Prairie du Chien.
So we do have a final down there for 197th place in the overtime period. It was 7-4, Clark Fritchie of Prairie du Chien.
I think now they've given the go-ahead to start on mat number 5. I don't know why this one waited and the other two didn't. But
our championship match at 2:15. It's just about to the end of the first period. It sees Blake Carey of Prairie du Chien 3-0 over Russ Chris of Darlington Blackhawks, two seniors, their last conference tournament. And they are nearing the end of the first period here. It is a 3-0 lead for Carey. Place is going to be Carey's, and he's going to go down. Keep an eye on Ethan Bindle. He's on mat 3 for fifth place. Currently is down 3-0 to Jackson Cycle of Lancaster. And Carey is able to come to his feet and score an escape. He takes a 4-0 lead now. 15 seconds into the second period. And he gets that arm tie there. As Chris is really trying to battle and stay out of that, but now Carey is down on a high crotch single leg. Runs, oh, careful. Thought the clock was going over, Bill. Not over Bill, but over.
If it went over Bill, it would have been flying quite a ways.
Carey and Chris are two big boys at 215 pounds. They bump the table, shut the laptop.
Yep.
It bumped the clock, which knocked the first-place banner off the top. We're all good here. Neil Stake and Mark Farrell are all over it.
Maybe if Mark would stand on Neil's shoulders, they could get that sign up there.
He could put that first-place banner back on top.
Ryan Allen
got it.
He says, I'll do it. Look at that. One-handed. Give him a hand.
Yeah, Ryan's about 6 foot six, and Neil's about...
4'8".
I was going to say 5'6".
Oh, shoot.
1 minute to go in the second period. There's still 4-0 lead for Blake Carey. So for those guys near the edge of the mat, Ryan McGuire, the official, he stopped that. Get those guys back to the center circle where there's a little more room. 50 seconds to go in the second period. Ethan Bendel of Richmond Center sees himself down by 5 with a score of 6-1. Thirty seconds to go. 215-pound championship match. I said earlier, if you're just joining us, we are not almost done. We started at 150 pounds, working our way up to 285, and then starting over at 106, working our way back towards 150. That's the end of the period. Still 4-0 lead for Carey of Prairie du Chien. Chris taking a moment to gather himself there before he gets set in the referee's position. Chris is able to flatten him out just seconds into the period. Chris is not even able to get off his belly. There he does get up to all fours. Blake flattens him right back out. He's got that leg up high, trying to work a cross face. Up on top, making it hard for Chris to even get to his hands and knees, get up to his face. It looks like Ethan Bendel is looking to get himself a pin, but he's going to run out of clock. Just get some points on the board here. We'll let the scoreboard catch up. But I think lead 10-7 now going into the third period.
That is correct.
Quarter nothing lead, 45 seconds, 48 seconds. In our championship match, a little blood time here for Chris as he lumbers over to the paper towel and the nose plugs and whatever else he may need. 1:33 to go in our fifth place match with Ethan Bindle. He is right now up by 2, 10-8. Stifles in on a single leg, but we're going to have a potentially dangerous on the knee there to stop the match. Keep an eye on Ethan's match while on blood time over there. Now, Chris from Darlington Blackhawk is just cleaning up now. Mandarano goes flying off the mat on the far end. Under control now. A tight match down there, 5-4. That's our third place match. Jaden Kopp of Settimore leads Mason Mandarano by one. Mandarano almost gets out, but he's going to run out of time. So the final there is 5-4 in favor of Kopp from Fenimore.
I did not get the score between Dagenhart and Qualley. Oh, now I do. Qualley has a 35-second pin. Well, his day started in a blur and ended in a blur.
Yeah.
Got pinned in a hurry and then pinned his way 35 seconds. John Qualley of Dodgeville takes seventh place at 2:15.
Final 30 seconds here at 2:15 championship match. Still with Blake Cleary of Prairie du Chien hitting 4-0 in control of this match. Ethan Bindle has turned his match around, Bill. He's up 13-8, and that is going to be a final 13-8. So fifth place finish there for Ethan Bindle of Richmond Center.
He is a junior for the Hornets. Finishes with a medal here at the conference tournament. Congratulations to Ethan Bindle.
Going to be a 4-1 victory for Blake Cleary.
Well, and I think we're going to keep it here because Grant Matthews is coming out to wrestle the championship at 285 pounds for Riverdale. Short matches are not uncommon with this junior for the Chieftains, so we don't want to lose this match on a commercial break, so Grant Matthews at 285 pounds is the first of three Riverdale wrestlers to hit the championship mat. His opponent, junior Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Both guys were at state last spring. I'll bet they're both headed there again this year. Take it away, David.
All right, Grant Matthews hits the mat. Out there in his black uniform, championship uniform. He takes right after guys right off the whistle. He is all business, ready to tie up. Really putting a little bit of fear into you, and he gets that first takedown. Just 18 seconds in the match for the big guy. 3-0 lead here. Working right along the edge of the match with Jack Simmons, a junior from Prairie du Chien. Trying to keep Simmons down on the mat, keeps him on the edge. Good breakdown tightly. Feels that hip, pulls that back to the mat. 1 minute into the match here is 3-0 lead for Grant. It's to me like Simmons is trying to set up a roll there. Grant, be mindful of that. There goes Josh down to an ankle, trying to control that hip of Simmons. Takes that ankle and sits on that. Grant wrestling tough on top, trying to get a half Nelson there. Jumping from move to move, looking for an opening for something. Good arm breakdown, top on the arm. He's got the hip down of Simmons. I can work his crossface or a half Nelson. 10 seconds to go, 3-0 lead here in the first period. At the end of the period there, it's our 285-pound championship match.
The other matches for third place, Bodie Bruckhoff of Isle of Grand Highland, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. That's scoreless going into the second period. The fifth place match just completed goes the way of Caden Drake. He is from Darlington Blackhawk, a sophomore, scores a pin in 119 over Matt Orrett of Mineral Point, who is sixth. For seventh place, Timothy Nelson of Lancaster takes on Rusty Ruck, sorry, of Belmont Platteville.
I was waiting for you to use that name somehow.
W-R-Ruck.
W-R-U-C-K.
Yep.
Oh, shoot. 1:34 to go in the second period, Blake Cleary. Or, I'm sorry, we're beyond Blake. Now we're on to Grant Matthews, Riverdale. Jack Simmons, afraid of seniors. Grant still in the lead here, 4-0. All business here, gets a little duck under, drowned the backside. Now he's trying to trip Simmons to the mat. Simmons is a fair amount taller than Grant. It's probably why Grant wasn't trying to lift him to return him. He drops down to the leg and is able to get him to the mat that way. Seven to nothing lead now for Grant Matthews. Forty seconds to go here in the second period. Simmons is able to come to his feet, but Grant still gets the control with the takedown. 10-1 now. Sound like we have a pin there on fifth place, Matt. Bill will give us that when he's got it. Closing seconds of the second period, 10-1 lead there still for Grant, as Grant's done a good job on his feet, wrestling some offense, scoring takedowns at the end of two. It is 10-1. Right, it's going to be Simmons. Looks over to the coaching staff and tries to go neutral. A minute on the clock. Grant goes right in for that underhook. A lot of bull in there. He's able to move guys. Simmons tries to do a little head steal. Loses it. Grant's able to come around again. Tries to drop down to that leg, but Simmons gets away this time. Simmons does try an attempt at a single leg, but Grant just snaps it, comes around, covers the hips, and gets three more up, 13-1. Just over a minute to go in this match, third period.
Grant Matthews has dominated this match, and Simmons earlier today defeated Bodie Bruckhoff of Isle of Grand Highland, who is a bi-state champion. Beat him 3-1, wasn't it?
2-1.
2-1 in the semifinals.
And Grant scoring offensive takedowns is pretty impressive on his feet. Only thing different from his normal routine is he pins them right away. 285-pound match, nearing a tech fall, 13-1.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. Simmons does come to his feet, and he's able to get an escape as Grant just lets him go. He's trying to get an underhook. Running out of time as he's looking to throw. Grant just steps behind. Hang on here, burn as much clock as he can. And Simmons is able to turn and face him. Feeble attempt at a takedown there as Grant just snaps ahead to the mat. 16-2, and we are down to 5 seconds.
Wow, what a performance.
Probably weekends. Grant hasn't scored 16 points all weekend. 16-2 victory there for Grant Matthews of Riverdale at 285-pound SWAL-SWC conference champion.
I have a correction to make. Earlier, I gave a wrong score. Matt Orrett of Mineral Point indeed won the fifth place match with a pin over Caden Drake of Darlington Blackhawk. The seventh place match goes to Rusty Ruck of Belmont Platteville. He pins Timothy Nelson of Lancaster, but we'll get that one taken care of. The only match remaining before we hit the lightweights is Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. The only point, a third period escape for Brockhoff, and there's 25 seconds left as the two are on their feet looking for takedowns. Wolf, of course, needs it. Brockhoff having trouble scoring points in this tournament. As mentioned, lost a 2-1 semifinal to Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, and now has a 1-0 lead, 10 seconds left. I don't think there's been any warnings. There's the single leg shot by Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. Brockhoff avoids it, spins around, gets the takedown, and that will ice it. A 4-0 win. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland takes third place at 285. Ahead of Dalton Wolf of Lancaster, but Riverdale has the conference champion, Grant Matthews, at 285. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Awards are being presented to the first couple of weight classes in the championship session, 150 and 157. And we'll recap as we get the opportunity. But going through that last weight class, just want to verify that you've got everything you need. Grant Matthews of Riverdale, the champion. Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up. Third place, the Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Fourth, the Fenimore's Dalton Wolf. Fifth, the Matt Forrest of Mineral Point. Let's wrap around to 106 pounds now, and there will be only three placement matches. There are only seven wrestlers in this weight class today. Going for fifth will be Keaton Achenbach of Prairie du Chien as he takes on Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale. Third place to be decided between Dodgeville's Blake Klaus and William Cradiville of Lancaster. And on the championship mat, a couple of freshmen, Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point and Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grant Highland.
Like they're taking a little halftime here, announcing them multiple ways.
Well, they made an announcement a little while ago. I don't know if you heard or not. Don't take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they were talking to us.
No.
The announcers, they prefer would take a shower. But apparently the wrestlers, some of them, were heading into the locker room instead of being around for the awards presentation. So
holding up those awards.
That lady was getting after them, tell you. If there were speakers in the showers, like sometimes they have scoreboards in the showers or time clock, they heard it. That's for sure. Well, so far, this is what we have as far as individual champions. Iowa Grant Highland has two, one each for Riverdale, Mineral Point, Prairie du Chien, Fenimore, and Darlington Blackhawk. So no team is running away with it as far as individual champions go. Let's take a look at the team scores and see what we have at this point. Mineral Point with 190. Fenimore is second, 179.5. Iowa Grant Highland, 161.5. Prairie du Chien, 148.5. Belmont Platteville currently in fifth place ahead of Dodgeville, although the Dodgers have three wrestlers going for championships. Darlington Blackhawk in seventh place, Riverdale eighth, Cuba City Benton Southwestern in ninth, followed by Lancaster, River Valley, Richland Center, and Boscobel Wasika Student. We talked about this throughout. There have been a number of wrestlers that we're used to seeing from our area teams that are not competing today. We hope for whatever reason that they missed today, those reasons will be taken care of, health restored, injuries healed, and we'll see the likes of Richland Center's Braden Cleppy, Ethan Bodendine, and Blake Muller back in the lineup for the Hornets. We'll see the McGuire brothers and Talon Child wrestling again for Riverdale. We'll see Noah Radke for River Valley, Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland, Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, among others, that we expected to see in this tournament, and we did not. Well, how's it going, David?
Good.
I didn't realize we were going to have a 10-minute break to present awards.
A little college feel. They take a halftime there midway through the 10 weight classes.
What are you doing next weekend?
Yeah. I think I'm going to Mineral Point.
I believe that WRCO Sports will be covering three regionals next weekend. That's the word, as River Valley will be attending the Dodgeville Division II Super Regional, where, among others, Dodgeville will be competing, and so will Fenimore, a longtime Division III entrant. David, maybe you can explain that a little bit. How is a Division III school wrestling in Division II?
I'm not really sure how they got moved up. I didn't realize it until a few weeks ago that they were moved up to Division II, and I honestly don't have an answer for that.
Who is in that regional along with River Valley, Dodgeville, and Fenimore?
Well, Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, Belmont, Flatville, Broadhead, Judah, Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, Darlington, Blackhawk, Dodgeville, of course, Edgerton, Evansville, Fenimore, Monroe, Prairie du Chien, River Valley, and Turner.
Tell you what, Evansville is a tough, tough squad. We saw them at the Bi-State.
Richland Center also hosts the other regional for Division II.
And who will wrestling fans see at the Richland Center regional next weekend?
They are hosting Adams Friendship, Arcadia, Black River Falls, Gale Electric, Trempealeau, Melrose, Mindoro, Lodi, Austin, Aceta, Millsville, Greenwood, Loyal, Nakusa, Assumption, Fort Edwards, Portage, Rio, Cambria, Friesland, Fall River, Randall.
Nicely done.
Viroqua, Wautoma, Wild Rose, and Wisconsin Dells.
All those wrestling teams in Richland Center next Saturday. Boy, some of those schools come from a long distance.
Yeah, and then we'll be at Mineral Point. They are hosting the Division III regional, which is Basketball, Wazika Steuben, DeSoto, Iowa Grand Highland, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Lancaster, Mineral Point, North Crawford, Seneca, Parkview, Albany, Secotonica, Argyle, Poinette, River Ridge, and Riverdale.
Of course, DeSoto won the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament today. We saw Secotonica, Argyle. They don't have a huge squad, but boy, they have a couple of lightweights that are, you know, at the top of the heap in Aiden Grunenfelder and Lucas Orloff. And Parkview Albany's got some good wrestlers. A guy by the name of Wesley Egan comes to mind. Saw him at the Ithaca Weston tournament a few weeks back. So we, David and I, will be at Mineral Point next Saturday. And WRCO Sports will also cover those two Division II Super Regionals as well.
And then those two regionals, the regional that we will be attending, we will, the following weekend, we will be moving on to sectionals, which this year is being hosted by Westie.
Mm-hmm.
The Division II sectional that we will be following will be hosted by Wisconsin Dells.
It's been a while since we've mentioned the championship matches that are forthcoming if we ever finish with the award presentation. In addition to the championship bout at 106 between Memphis Burkhalter of Prairie du Chien and Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland. At 113, the championship will be Shane Rashan of Dodgeville and Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. At 120, Ethan Hady of Richland Center goes for a title. His opponent will be Liam Carey of Mineral Point. At 126, Rhett Furley of Dodgeville and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Flatville. At 132, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale takes on Porter Kossman of Prairie du Chien. At 138, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatville and Brody Meese of Riverdale. And at 144, in what will very well be the feature match of the night, or has the makings of that, two-time champion Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville takes on two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. Finally, David, we're ready. At 106 pounds, there is no match for seventh. Going for fifth place, Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale, Keaton Achenbach of Prairie du Chien. The third place bout features Blake Faust of Dodgeville and William Clatterville of Lancaster. And on the championship mat, Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point.
30 seconds into this match, 0-0. Guys are on their feet here as Wineski is down underneath. If he's got to hold the elbow, he takes the, took the first attempt, but Burkhalter is countering that as he's reaching it back, trying to pull that ankle up, trying to flatten out. Wineski has been able to step behind the leg, but not achieve the takedown yet. As Wineski is hanging onto that leg, and there is the takedown awarded to Burkhalter at the edge of the mat, right in front of the Iowa Grant coaching staff. Yes, we made it to 106 pounds, folks. As they go off, 1 point escape for Wineski. So they'll both be in the neutral position here with 42 seconds to go in the first period. 3-1 lead for Burkhalter. Two freshmen. 30-11 for Burkhalter. 28-11 for Wineski. Future of the two programs here showing us how tough they are in the championship match. Our fifth place match is also two freshmen, as Bill mentioned. Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale, he leads right now 3-1 over Keaton Achenbach. And the clock is going to run out. It's going to give the takedown to Burkhalter. I don't think Ryan Allen agrees, but He's not going to win that argument, but will be 6-1 at the end of the period in favor of Nyquist Burkhalter. Neutral position is chosen here. Starts the second period with 2 minutes on the clock. We got to start the clock. Start the clock, folks. There they go. Get a couple extra seconds of wrestling this match. As Burkhalter gets a nice fireman's carry, is able to cover the head score, the takedown. Goes right in for the Turk, gets the turn. Up 9-1, looking for near fall here. 140 to go. In the second period, this is 106 pounds. Flash Conference Championship. Going to get some near fall here, I would think. Here comes the 4. 13-1. Nice 7-point move there for Burkhalter with the takedown and the near fall. Looks to his coaches, wondering what to do, but I didn't even give him an answer. So he continues wrestling.